Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for those of you who have a pet cat. Do you have a pet cat? If you do, this story is for you. The story is called Floof. Floof was written by Heidi McKinnon. It is read today by Mommy and... Meow. Meow, he says. Oh, you're a cat. Meow. Meow, indeed. Are you ready, my cat, to hear about the Floof? Meow. Thought so. You are Floof? Meow. Oh, my goodness. Then Floof is here with me for a floofy story about Floof. When we look at the cover, we can see Floof is a big, fluffy, gray cat with whiskers and a soft paw and a cute nose. And when we open the book, we see what it says. Floof is floofy. Floof is very floofy. Now, if you don't know what floofy means, there's a hint in the picture because we can see what we're looking at here. It's the tail end of the cat. And it looks very fluffy. And it looks very puffy. And I think that might be what floofy means, don't you think? Okay, let's keep going. Floof is the floofiest. And Floof also looks like the happiest. There's a big smile on this floofy cat as it lays on its back and puts a paw up and smiles at you. Oh, precious. Okay. Good morning, Floof, we say to the cat who smiles at us by the window. Floof meows. And we can see that when Floof meows, it is right next to Floof's bowl. And so the bowl is empty. So it looks like Floof's person might put food in Floof's bowl, but that did not make Floof stop meowing. No, no. Floof had Floof's eyes on something else. The person was having breakfast as well, and they had made themselves a big stack of pancakes. Oh, that sounds delicious. But guess what Floof does? Floof eats. And they ate their pancakes. Floof, pancakes aren't human food. This is a terrible choice. Now Floof is ready for a busy day. Floof reads. Well, or maybe Floof just lays on top of the books and sleeps. Yeah, because cats don't really read. Floof gardens, or maybe just like lays in on top of the plants and kind of rolls around on them. Yeah. Floof has many hobbies, and it looks like we can even see Floof scratching the guitar strings because they are interesting and cats like strings. But that doesn't mean that the cat actually plays guitar. No. Floof fits. Floof sits. Floof can disappear. So, do you know that if you leave a box that's about the same size as a cat, or even smaller or larger, the cat will attempt to fit into the box. And if they can fit into the box, they will sit in the box. And if it's big enough, they will actually disappear down inside of the box. If you would like to keep a cat occupied for a while, put a box in front of it. An empty box. Floof has important work to do. Very important work to do. Oh, Floof, you are a troublemaker. So it looks like Floof's person was working at their laptop computer with their cup of coffee, and Floof has flopped on top of the keyboard and is rolling around on it and knocking their cup of coffee into their computer and zapping it out and making it sad. The computer, in fact, has a sad face and little X's for eyes. This is what happens when you spill coffee in computers. You shouldn't do that. Keep them separate. Drinks do not belong around computers. Ooh, Floof has friends. Floof has lots of friends. And in the picture, what are Floof's friends? Mice. Yeah, what? Cats aren't supposed to be friends with mice. They're supposed to hunt. Yeah, hunt them and eat them because that's what their job is. But this cat is not doing their job. And now there are mice running all over the kitchen of this person. Ooh, this is not Floof's friend. No, indeed, it's a bulldog with a big, angry face and a green tennis ball in its mouth. Floof does not care. Floof lays on the fence right in front of the dog and just sleeps. Floof has better things to do. Now she's batting at a butterfly. Mm, says the dog. And now it's time for lunch or maybe dinner. Floof meows because her bowl is empty and they fill it with cat food and she will have none of that. She looks on the table and sees they're eating pizza and so she snags a piece of the pizza. Floof, you are a cat. You're not supposed to eat pizza. Good grief. Floof has had a busy day.
Floof, don't eat the pizza.
Mm-hmm. Time for bed, Floof. But does she go to her bed? No. She goes to the basket full of freshly folded laundry. Oh, Floof. Lights out. And now it is dark. And then she must go to sleep right away, huh? And have sweet dreams? No. She looks out the window at the dog and sees his tennis ball. And so she goes and snatches it away from him. Naughty. Good night, Floof. Now she should go right to bed, right? But oh, what in tarnation? She doesn't. She plays with the ball, knocks over a vase of flowers, and breaks the vase. Then she gets tangled up in the blinds, which protect the windows, and just makes a huge mess with the toilet paper roll. Floof. Sleep tight. Tomorrow will be another busy day in which she will no doubt terrorize the neighborhood dog and make a huge mess with the blinds. And that, my dear friends, is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.